Women in the Home, Political Equality League, Hartford, Connecticut. Connecticut Historical Society, Women in the Home. We are forever being told that the place of woman is in the home. Well, so be it. But what do we expect of her in the home? Merely to stay in the home is not enough. She is a failure unless she does certain things for the home. She must make the home minister, as far as her means allow, to the health and welfare, moral as well as physical, of her family and especially of her children. She, more than anyone else, is held responsible for what they become. She is responsible for the cleanliness of her house. She is responsible for the wholesomeness of the food. She is responsible for the children's health. She, above all, is responsible for their morals, for their sense of truth, of honesty, and of decency, for what they turn out to be. How far can a mother control these things? She can clean her own rooms, but if the neighbors are allowed to live in filth, she cannot keep her rooms from being filled with bad airs and smells or from being infested by vermin. She can cook her food well, but if dealers are permitted to sell poor food, unclean milk, or stale eggs, she cannot make the food wholesome for her children. She can care for her own plumbing and her refuse, but if the plumbing in the rest of the house is unsanitary, if garbage accumulates and the halls and stairs are left dirty, she cannot protect her children from the sickness and infection that these conditions bring. She can take every care to avoid fire, but if the house has been badly built, if the fire escapes are insufficient or not fireproof, she cannot guard her children from the horrors of being maimed or killed by fire. She can open her windows to give her children the air that we are told is so necessary. But if the air is laden with infection, with tuberculosis, and other contagious diseases, she cannot protect her children from this danger. She can send her children out for air and exercise. But if the conditions that surround them on the streets are immoral and degrading, she cannot protect them from these dangers. Alone, she cannot make these things right. Who or what can? The city can do it. The city government that is elected by the people to take care of interests of the people. And who decides what the city government shall do? First, the officials of that government. And second, those who elect them. Do the women elect them? No, the men do. So it is the men and not the women that are really responsible for the unclean houses, bad plumbing, unwholesome food, danger of fire, risk of tuberculosis and other diseases, immoral influences of the street. In fact, men are responsible for the conditions under which the children live, but we hold women responsible for the results of those conditions. If we hold women responsible for the results, must we not, in simple justice, let them have something to say as to what these conditions shall be? There is one simple way of doing this. Give them the same means that men have. Let them vote. Women are, by nature and training, housekeepers. Let them have a hand in the city's housekeeping, even if they introduce an occasional house cleaning. For information or membership, apply to Political Equality League, 133 Hawthorne Street, Hartford,